It's time for this week's Focus on Business. UPS is testing drone delivery of urgent packages to remote areas, while Chipotle experiments with drone delivery of burritos on a college campus. How do these remote-controlled flying robots figure into your future? Tom Martin talked with Chris Stiles, president of Unmanned Services, a Lexington-based company providing drone services to all kinds of commercial and civil industries.
Your website lists industries that you can serve. They include mapping, cartography, construction, telecommunications, academia, and I noticed equine in the lineup. How can drones be used in the horse industry?
You would be surprised. We do a lot of real estate videos for the horse farms. That's an obvious one. But we also do videos of the horses running. So we've had clients that have more of an interest to see the horse running from an aerial perspective than, you know, from the ground. It just is, you know, much more dynamic from that viewpoint. So it increases their sales odds and at that point at auction for a lot of those horses.
And by running, I take it you're talking about thoroughbreds?
Thoroughbreds.
That particular breed is known to be very sensitive. Is there anything in particular you have to do not to disturb the horse or to freak it out?
Well, it's surprising. I would say about half the time, a horse either doesn't pay any attention to the drone, or and the other half the time, he might just rot off a little bit from it. We've never had an instance where they've seemed freaked out or overly perturbed by the drone presence. And we've even been able to corral and horse and move the horses in certain directions as well for some equine as well as other livestock. Cows, especially when some of these farmers have a lot of livestock that they have hundreds of acres, and it's much easier to use a drone from their porch rather than trying to get out there on a quad to move them around.
Okay, let's look at some of those other services. And you have a long list on your website. What's the URL for your website?
Our URL is unmannedservicesinc.com.
Okay. Which among them would you say are your typical clients that you hear from most often?
We do have a lot in the real estate and media because that's where there's been early adoption with drones, real estate especially. We tend to do a lot of the high-end properties here locally, the horse farms. And then media production for commercials. We do a lot of shooting for that. Another big one is for construction and mapping and surveying services that we offer. Those have been big hits. We're starting to get a lot of interest in power utilities, you know, power line inspections, substation inspections, thermal stuff. And of course, in the construction, we also do thermal inspections, which we'll touch into later with the night stuff.
Federal Aviation Administration rules dictate no flights beyond line of sight. Is that correct?
Yes. The FAA mandates no flying beyond line of sight for both hobbyists and commercial users. So beyond line of sight is just as far as the pilot or their visual observer can see with their unaided eyes, unless they're wearing glasses.
And also over people at night above 400 feet in the air or faster than 100 miles an hour? Are those criteria correct?
All those criteria are correct. The 400 feet is very important, especially because you want that separation from manned aircraft because they're flying 500 feet and above typically. And then, of course, the FAA doesn't want them falling on top of large crowds of people, so they also restrict from flying over people.
Do those feel like limitations? Do they box you in, or is it easy to function within those criteria?
They do box somewhat. You get used to working with that. I mean, that's your limitations. You know, you have to follow that. That's the regulations. It's for safety reasons. You know, there are a lot of people out there, they don't even know what the rules are. They buy a drone. They're so easy to fly that, you know, they just go out and fly. They don't know what the rules are. And they are flying over people at festivals and crowds and not being very safe about it. Most of the drones are 5 pounds and less. So, you know, they're not going to be overly dangerous if they hit something, or they're not going to cause a lot of property damage. But the FAA's size limitation on small drones is 55 pounds. So a 55-pound drone, you know, in the wrong hands or somebody that doesn't know exactly what they're doing can cause quite a bit of damage.
Chris Stiles is president of Unmanned Services in Lexington. Tom Martin's Q&A series appears biweekly in the Business Monday section of the Lexington Herald Leader. Technical support for this broadcast is provided by Dynamics Productions, online at dxaudio.com.